Hi, this is Marcela Corpena from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Texas as a Democrat, Republican, or an Independent?
I am.
Okay, thank you. As a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. In this November's elections, which way are you more likely to vote? For Kamala Harris as president, Colin Aldridge running against Ted Cruz, for Texas senator, and all Democrats running for other offices here in Texas, or for a mix of Democrat and some Republican candidates if they are better?
Mixed.
Mixed, okay. As you may know, every top elected position in Texas state government is controlled by Republicans, and it has been that way for the last 30 years. In your opinion, this Republican one-party rule is working well and it should continue, or it's time for a change in direction and political leadership in Texas?
It's time for a change.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following is the most important problem or issue facing Texas today? Gun violence, funding for public schools and teacher pay, property taxes, health care costs, abortion rights, the economy, inflation and jobs, violent crime, illegal immigration, and the border?
Which are the top ones?
Gun violence.
No, but do you want me to choose one?
Ah, yes. What is the most important you think is the one is facing Texas today?
Teachers' pay.
Okay, thank you. And which is the next most important problem or issue? Gun violence, property
healthcare.
Taxes, healthcare and cost?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Next, mark your opinion of each as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. The first one is Ted Cruz.
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay. Ken Paxton?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Colin Aldridge?
Unfavorable. Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. Donald Trump?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Laurel Jordan Swift?
I would say very unfavorable.
Okay. Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
Steve Allison?
Not too familiar.
Okay. Kamala Harris?
Very favorable.
And Mark LaHood?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable. Thank you. In the 2024 presidential elections, which candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican, Kamala Harris, the Democrat, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. In the U.S. Senate election between Ted Cruz, the Republican, and Colin Aldridge, the Democrat, which one would you vote for if you have to choose today?
The Democrat.
Okay. And in the election for Texas state representatives from your area, which candidate, Mark LaHood, the Republican, or Laurel Jordan Swift, the Democrat, would you vote for if you have to choose today?
The Democrat.
Democrat, okay. Next, here is some follow-up information about both of these state House district candidates. The first one is Mark LaHood. Is a pro-Trump Republican criminal defense attorney, born and raised in San Antonio, and father of four children. Mark is a pro-conservative who believes that we are at a crisis point in our state and nation, and that now is the time for bold, unapologetic conservative leadership in government. He is endorsed by Attorney General Ken Paxton and Governor Greg Abbott, because he will work with them to secure our border and empower parents to make the best education decision for their child. The next one is for Laurel Jordan Swift. The Democrat is a San Antonio native with a career in medical sales who raised 5 kids in our community. A former Republican herself, Lauren will go to Austin and fight to fully fund our public schools, expand an affordable healthcare to more working Texans, and will also work to restore women's freedom of choice to have an abortion, as well as foster unity and respect. Based on this information, which is your choice for Texas House District, Marla Hood, the Republican, or Laurel Jordan Swift, the Democrat?
The Democrat.
Okay, thank you. The next one is about American culture. Mark,
how much longer is this?
We are on the 50% of the survey. We're about to finish.
No, that's too long. thank you.
Can I call you later?
Yes, another day, not today.
Okay, excellent. We will call you on another day. Thank you so much for your
time.
Thank
you.
Bye-bye. Chance.